Can I tell you about Natasha, the first girl I ever had sex with? We were just 18 and at sixth form together. Both of us musical, both of us gregarious. But I was always jealous of Tasha. She was so petite, with her elfin face, natural blonde locks, cute tiny boobs, and tiny slender waist. She looked so innocent, but she wasn't. Tasha was the year group slut. Next to her, I felt clumsy, though now I glorify my hourglass physique. Big, bountiful boobs, womanly hips beneath a slender waist, long, thick, glossy chestnut mane, and my Angelina lips. My best assets now, but at the time I felt like the ugly duckling. Tasha and I were the best of friends for a short time. She was trapped in a long-distance relationship and spent her evenings flirting with everyone. The boys, the girls, the couples. She cheated on her bloke a few times, and one of those times was with me. We were at a party. Isn't that where all these stories begin? And I'd just seen the guy I'd been lusting after hook back up with his girlfriend after a short breakup. I'd been so sure that this time I'd be next. I was gutted. Tasha found me, curled up in a corner, religiously guarding a bottle of rich red wine with an extra long straw in the neck. I guess I wasn't quite so classy back then. Her tiny, delicate fingers lifting the bottle from my grip as she swept the hair out of my face and cleared away my smudgy mascara. I remember she was silhouetted against the light in the rest of the room, a golden aura surrounding those golden locks. And then she kissed me. Her lips were cold on my own flushed skin, soft and eager at the same time, lingering long enough to be deliberately enticing, yet not long enough to be intrusive. Jolting me from my misery, my body responded before my mind could. Urgently, I sought her lips again, the sweet taste of her cocktail filling my own mouth as we embraced. Her tongue ran across my top lip, then searched inside for my own. Two tongues, entwined, lips locked. The world faded away. She had on this baby pink camisole, satin with lace edging. My fingers finding the edges wrapped up in the light material. I pulled her to me, her tiny body pressing firmly against me, her cute, perky tits rubbing against mine. She ran those small hands across my figure-hugging mini-dress, lingering on my arse, as hungry for me as I was for her. And then she grabbed my hand and tugged me to my feet, leading me outside into the quiet, empty garden. I was stunned at her strength as she pulled me down onto the grass after her. Rolling onto my back, she was soon straddled across me, her small fingers sliding over my stomach, upwards until they cupped both my massive breasts. Hungrily, she lifted them out my dress and began to lick and play with rapidly hardening nipples. I gasped and arched my back before grasping her hips and running my hands across her tight little bum. It just felt so natural. Frantically, she pulled her camisole over her head. She wasn't wearing a bra, and her small pink nipples were stiff and proud against her pale skin. Such a contrast to my own olive skin and dark nipples. Hungrily, I kissed her neck, working down across her delicious collarbones to the gentle curve of her own sweet breasts, and with one thumb I grazed her nipple as I took the other in between my lips, her body twitching with every flick of my tongue. My dress was soon tugged off as well, thrown in a heap with her top, and she was shimmying out of her tight Levi's. She looked incredible naked. Taut, translucent skin, innocent eyes, and a filthy smirk. Yet she was obsessed with my curves, nuzzling between my plump boobs, nipping at the skin, lazily rolling my large nipples between her fingers as the other hand grabbed my womanly hips and entwined her legs within mine. I could feel myself getting more and more aroused. I wondered what would it be like to stroke my fingers through the wet dew of another girl's pussy. I wondered what it would be like to bury my tongue between her hot lips and lap at her opening until she exploded in orgasmic bliss. I wanted her. Her slender fingers now pulling my thong to one side and my heart pounding deeply and loudly in my chest in anticipation of what was to come. Smooth fingertips slipped between my lips, spreading them open as I lay in the grass, the summer breeze blowing cold against my wetness. Those fingers gently pushing into me, her eyes fixed firmly on my face as relief, anticipation, and anxiety overwhelmed me. Satisfied I was enjoying it, she returned her delicious lips to my nipples, suckling the hard buds as her thumb strummed my clit and her fingers thrust rhythmically in and out of my soaked little cunt. Moans formed in my throat, a small squeak of surprise as she coaxed my body to a state of ecstasy, slowly pulling me closer and closer to my climax, edging me, teasing me, her expert hands educating me. I longed to taste her. I wanted to show my appreciation and run my tongue across her wet slit. I begged. And she obliged, straddling my face as she continued to slowly finger-fuck me. Faced with my first ever pussy, I wasn't sure where to start. Nervous hands pulling her hips down towards me, drawing apart those pale lips to reveal the glossy wetness. Inviting, musky, overwhelming. Overcome, my tongue darted out, dragging itself across her opening and flicking firmly against her engorged clit, her body again twitching in my hands. Building up my courage, my tongue continued to flick and massage her, pacing myself against her own strumming of my own pussy, her small jerks of pleasure matching my own as together we built up speed. I could feel myself heading for climax and lapped at her opening harder and faster, desperate to hold off my own orgasm, and desperate to make her cry out. Until soon, I found myself shattering into my own climax, burying my face in her dark, wet pussy, her own body spasming in orgasm, grinding herself onto my face.